Only the genius of a wonderful divine creator could have made you. Let's take a closer look at the amazing system of blood vessels and cells that make up your cardiovascular system. Your cardiovascular system is composed of the heart and blood vessels. With each heartbeat, blood is released from the left ventricle into the aorta, which is a very large blood vessel that then transports the blood throughout the body. The heart is the pump, and the blood vessels are like pipes that circulate the blood. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 23, the Bible says that our life is in our blood, and it's really true. Your body delivers oxygen and essential nutrients, which include vitamins, minerals, proteins, essential fats, sugars, and hormones, to all the cells of your body. The blood also removes waste products. The blood is then returned to the heart through the veins. After that, it is sent to the lungs to receive a fresh supply of oxygen, and the process starts all over again. The average pulse, which is the average heart rate, is approximately 70 beats a minute. The human heart never gets a break. It has to work continually, day and night. It beats about 4,200 times an hour and over 100,000 times a day, which is over 37 million times a year. When your blood pressure is normal, this presents no stress to the heart. But if your blood pressure is elevated, your heart must begin to work harder to pump the blood. If your heart has to work harder with every beat, over time it will actually become larger and larger. It's just like working out at a gym. When you lift weights and do curls, your muscles bulk up, becoming larger and larger. When the heart has to work harder, it actually grows larger too. That may be great for your biceps, but it's really bad for your heart. When the size of your heart increases, it leads to left ventricular hypertrophy. Let me explain what this is. As your heart gets larger, it requires more blood to nourish it. But when you have high blood pressure, your heart doesn't get the increased supply of blood it needs because high blood pressure also causes the blood vessels to become narrowed. This reduces the supply of blood to the heart. This is why high blood pressure places you at greater risk of experiencing a heart attack and sudden death. Also, as the heart enlarges, it can become weaker since it doesn't have the strength to pump effectively against the elevated blood pressure. You may eventually develop congestive heart failure, in which the heart becomes so weak that fluid begins to accumulate in the legs and in the lungs. High blood pressure also damages the arteries. Healthy arteries are very flexible and elastic, but high blood pressure can lead to arteriosclerosis, which is the hardening of the arteries. Here's how it works. With high blood pressure, the walls of the arteries become thick and stiff. High blood pressure.